M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden is calling on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on the executives of failed banks. For example, he says the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation should be able to force the return of executive compensation and bar them from working in the industry. The nation's banking industry is facing more fallout after the sudden failure of Silicon Valley Bank. CBS's Jason Brooks has the latest.
The parent firm to Silicon Valley Bank, SVB Financial, has filed for Chapter 11 protection in a New York bankruptcy court. Silicon Valley Bank isn't part of the bankruptcy filing, as it's already under the control of regulators who shut down the bank last Friday, the biggest bank failure in the U.S. since Washington Mutual during the great financial crisis in 2008. While SVB's depositors are being made whole after emergency moves by the Treasury Department and Federal Reserve, the bank's shareholders were left unprotected, and Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase have reportedly passed on opportunities to acquire the bank.
Serious charges announced by the International Criminal Court.
The International Criminal Court has issued two warrants of arrest in the Ukraine situation for Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, and for Maria Lvova-Belova, Commissioner of the Russian President for Children's Rights, for the alleged war crimes of deportation of children from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation.
Moscow says it does not recognize the court's authority, although the arrest warrant could affect Putin's ability to travel to other countries. Chinese leader Xi Jinping plans to come to Russia next week, offering increased support for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The international community views this as a display against Western powers, including NATO.
In effect, they're saying that if you're going to stand against Moscow, you're going to stand against Beijing. And that is very likely what President Xi Jinping wants to represent when he heads to Russia on Monday and Tuesday.
CBS's Remy Innocencio reporting from Ukraine. Today is March 17th, a day of celebration in many places around the world. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
There were bagpipes and drums on New York's Fifth Avenue as the Big Apple held its annual St. Patrick's Day parade. There was also a bit of Old Danny Boy. Other cities across the U.S. had celebrations too. This one in Savannah, Georgia. Of course, in the Irish capital, Dublin, hundreds of thousands turned out for that city's parade. And in Chicago, another St. Patrick's Day tradition, the Chicago River turning green with lots of green dye. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or Staples Connect.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is getting $24 million in federal money for road projects. Governor Evers says the money will be used on 18 projects, including smart traffic lights, electric buses, and multi-use trails. Wisconsin voters will decide if judges should have more discretion when setting bail. Social justice groups want you to vote no. Jonathan McCray Jones is with the ACLU.
Pretrial detention was never about the safety of the community, but selling the illusion of safety as justification for mass incarceration, government revenue, and outdated racist and classist policies.
Wisconsin votes on April 4th. In sports, Marquette takes on Vermont in the NCAA men's basketball tournament this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And most recent scores I'm going to give you quick as we're going on the air at the end, beginning of the second half. Marquette is up by 9. Marquette is up by 9, the Marquette men. This morning, the Marquette women played. They played a valiant game. Sadly, they lost in overtime. It was a valiant effort. And my hat's off to the Marquette women. And in particular, I want to acknowledge Chloe Murata. I know and knew Chloe's parents well. And I know Chloe. She's a terrific player. Really helped the team. They have a great team. So hats off to the Marquette women. And hopefully the Marquette men win today and go on and end up in the Sweet 16. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to throw out a quiz, St. Patrick's Day quiz. Not really a St. Patrick's Day quiz, just a quiz. Anybody knows the answer, they can call me. And if you don't know it, I will let you know it as we get into the show. I'm going to name three eminent Wisconsin statesmen. Governor Pat Lucey, after fighting Bob La Follette, probably the best governor our state's ever had. Senator Bill Proxmire, William Proxmire, my mentor and one of the greats. He served in the U.S. Senate for Wisconsin for 30 years, a little over 30 years. And Gaylord Nelson, another great senator who was also governor. He was governor, started out his career as a Republican. And in 1949, at that great convention in Green Bay, where the Progressive Republicans merged with the Democratic Party, he led the Progressive Republicans. And Proxmire and Pat Lucey led the Democrats. I knew all three of these men. I knew them well. And here's the quiz. Other than the fact that they were all Democrats, what else did they have in common? Other than the fact that they were all Democrats, what did Pat Lucey, Bill Proxmire, and Gaylord Nelson all have in common? Okay, we're going to go. Piece of breaking news. This really is breaking news. I don't know if they got it in the previous hour. Doug La Follette resigned as Secretary of State. Doug La Follette, I knew him well, too. I know him well, too. Good man. Served as Secretary of State with the exception of 1 4-year period since 1974, almost 50 years. Great Secretary of State. And he resigned as of today. And Tony Evers, the governor, appointed Sarah Godlewski Sarah Gadlewski as Secretary of State. She will serve the rest of his term, which happens to be almost 4 years, 3 years and 10 months or whatever it is. Well done. Well done, Doug LaFalle. What was really very funny is the Republican candidate that he beat, has been whining and moaning and groaning. It's pretty clear what Doug LaFalle did. Doug realized it was important. The Republicans wanted to get rid of the Secretary of State position and make it appointed by the governor. They were hoping for future Republican governors. And they weren't going to certify the winners of elections and a lot of other things. And Doug wouldn't have any of that. He ran. He may have been the only guy that could have won, but he did. And now under Wisconsin law, Tony Evers has the power and the duty to appoint a successor, and no one better than Sarah Gadlewski. She was elected state treasurer, so she's been elected in her own right. She ran for the Senate. That didn't work out. That's fine. She's young. Doug is 82 years old. She's 41 years old. Get some new blood in there before they get a Carrie Lake type on the Republican side or a Christine Noem or, you know, one of these types of people and really hurt our democracy. So good for Doug LaFollette. I salute you, my friend. I've known you since the early 70s. You're a good man. You did a good job. Very well done. Good appointment of Sarah Gadlewski. The lines are alive, and I'm, of course, going to get to a substantive issue. But before I do, I'll recognize the line. Allie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us in my day, Allie.
Hi, Matt. So I have a question. I'm looking at the ballot for the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court voting thing. Sorry, I can't think of the word. So there's four questions, and they're obviously all, like, worded to be confusing. The fourth question says, should the Wisconsin Constitution be amended to require a nonpartisan system for redistricting legislative and congressional districts in the state? I mean, we would say no to that or yes.
Good point. Yeah, let me respond. And then there's two things you should know. There are two referenda or questions put that are statewide because the state legislature passed them. One of them having to do with bail would be binding. It would be part of the Constitution. The other one, which has making people whom they call it welfare. I mean, they're calling it food stamps, you know, unemployment comp, give me a break. They threw that in to gin up their voters. That particular one, there already is a work requirement for unemployment comp and a lot of other things. So anything that the Republicans put on should absolutely be voted against because I don't trust them. However, what you're describing, each of the counties can put on their own resolutions. They're not binding. I mean, they're not binding statewide. They're not even binding on the county. For instance, in Milwaukee, there's a resolution that was put on by the Democrats to, in effect, restore Roe v. Wade. And so that's fine. That's good. You'd vote for that. What you're describing, Allie, and I'm going to make an educated guess over in Dane County, because I'm not familiar with the Dane County ballot. It's not right in front of me. But normally, when they say constitutional amendment, if it's proposed by the Republicans, it's almost certainly a fraud. It's almost certainly up to some skullduggery. However, if it says on its face a constitutional amendment to change the Wisconsin Constitution to permit, in effect, a fair maps commission like Iowa, I think that's a good idea. What I would suggest, because you're obviously going to be voting early, which is wonderful, I would suggest that you talk to either a legislature or somebody in Dane County and confirm that that is a resolution, is a proposition that was put on by people in good faith in the Democratic Party or independents who want fair maps, who don't want gerrymandering. And if it is, vote for it. And it sounds like it is. It's just that I get the willies. I get the shivers whenever I hear the word amending the Constitution, because the Republicans slip that in a lot when they want work requirements for Medicaid and food stamps, or they want to give somebody the shaft. And so that would be my answer. On the surface, it sounds fine. And it also sounds like one of those propositions that's floated in Dane County and not statewide. It wouldn't be binding. But that would be great. It would be a signal. But I am a cautious guy, Ali, and I would run that by somebody in Dane County who's familiar with how it got on there. And if it got on in good faith, I would vote for it. So thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Now, what's going to be the effect of Doug LaFollette stepping down and retiring today? He did it masterfully. He did it masterfully. And now we have Sarah Godlewski. Because remember something, there were election deniers, MAGA Trumpers, who ran for Secretary of State in a lot of areas around the country. And some of them got in. And when you have somebody in like that, remember this. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in 2020. And fortunately, we had Brian Hagedorn on the Supreme Court, who stood tall, even though he's a conservative, and voted to do the right thing. But it was 4-3. There were three justices who voted not to certify Joe Biden. Three of them. If you had put on the Secretary of State on that, because the Secretary of State is going to sign off on these certifications, if you had that on there, that raises the appearance of a legal issue, even though it's a fake. And the average person who is not a lawyer, does not listen to this show or any news show, might say, now, wait a minute. The big boys think there was a problem. Three justices thought there was a problem. There was no problem. They were sticking in the fix to help Trump and the Republican Party. You do not want, for instance, an attorney general and a secretary of state piling on like that. Because if that ever happens, then when it goes up, you can have federal judges like the six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court. You're going to have federal judges use that as an excuse and say, oh, well. You see what I mean? That's important. We're going to go to the lines. It's a few minutes before the break. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going to my day, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Happy St. Patty's Day to you. I'm actually IBM, which is Irish by marriage, so I get to celebrate St. Patty's Day today myself. And it's too bad. I just want to mention this. Kind of a happy note. It's too bad about LaFollette, but my understanding is Sarah Godlewski is being appointed as the Secretary of State. Am I correct? Is that correct?
That's correct, and she'll be a great one. She was the state treasurer. Oh, she has some chops. She got elected.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's absolutely. Well, that's a great day for Wisconsin, then. And again, thanks for taking my call, and have a great day. It's your day today, man. So,
yeah, I know. Adios. I have my green sweater on. You can't see it because you're not on Facebook. But happy St. Patrick's Day, Paul. I appreciate your calling. Yeah, Doug LaFollette knew what he was doing, and Evers knew what he was doing. And frankly, thank you, Sarah Godlewski, for stepping up to the plate. The other thing it does is keeps her in the mix as a potential candidate for other office in the future. We have a deep bench. We have a deep bench, and it's very, very good to see that she's still in the mix. But she's honest. She will certify whichever candidate wins, even if it's a Republican. And the Republicans won't do that. That's why we got to have fair maps, and that's why we need Janet Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 13. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 25. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 16. Ample sunshine expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 39. 46 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the next topic, we're going to go to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, have a happy St. Patrick's Day and go down to the Roman Coin and have a green beer. Enjoy yourself. But
I will do that.
The reason I call this is, you know, when it comes to attorney generals over the years, one that really stands out was Robert Kennedy, you know, and I, as I think of that, somebody with backbone and with everything else, and if you go over, you know, you go to Nixon's, I forget what Nixon was, didn't his attorney general go to jail?
Yeah, Mitchell, remember? Mitchell went to prison as a felon, that's right.
That's right. And then, of course, you had Reagan. I think, wasn't there a Reagan attorney general for Ronald Reagan? Can't remember. But Eric Holder, Jeff Sessions, wow, what a prize. Merrick Garland. But the point is, now when we really need an attorney general that's, you know, going to put this guy on the hot seat, you know, we can't seem to make any headway on it, you know. And I realize they have to cross the T's and dot the I's, but it baffles me that now, over 2 years from the election, Donald Trump is still hopping around and denying any guilt of it, and some of the things he did was so blatant that, you know, it's unreal.
Here's the deal, Andy. The prosecutor with the most guts right now is Fannie Willis down in Atlanta. She's terrific. The grand jury about threatening Raffensperger with criminal prosecution if he didn't forge some ballots. She's terrific, and I expect that she's going to proceed down there. Alvin Bragg, I wasn't big on, but now it looks like he might go forward with an indictment in New York, and good for him. There's no attorney generals in the state that have gone, or any state, that have gone after the fake electors, and neither is Garland. Garland could go after the fake electors. He could also go after the thing with Raffensperger. I think he's too cautious. I personally think he sees himself as a Supreme Court justice and he wants to be nice to everybody. And what really ticked me off about the guy, all right, so he has a special prosecutor for Trump on the stolen documents. Some had nuclear information in them. And then Pence and Biden each had a few classified documents, and he appoints a special prosecutor for Biden, but not Pence. And Biden didn't do anything, and it makes it. I mean, I think that was a bad, appointment. And unfortunately, we're stuck with the guy. Andy, thanks a lot for calling. Okay, I'm going to answer the quiz. Okay, you have Pat Lucy, Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson. What did they all have in common? They each had Irish mothers. Each of their mothers was of Irish descent. The gift of gab, and they ended up being great statesmen. Disturbing development in the state Supreme Court race. Janet Protasiewicz has been terrific, but this Kelly, there's an op-ed that's coming out today electronically, so it'll be in the printed paper, I assume, tomorrow or Sunday. There is a group, there is a bipartisan business group, Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, bipartisan, and they're pledged to support democratic principles. And they ask all candidates, especially for judge, do they support democratic principles? They sent these questionnaires to Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly. Janet Protasiewicz came back and said, I do. I will vote to certify whoever wins the presidential election in 2024. She said one of the reasons that brought her into the race was because it was a 4-3 decision to certify Joe Biden when he won. And that is contemptible. How can three Supreme Court justices not vote to certify the guy who won? Kelly blew them off. Dan Kelly wouldn't respond, didn't acknowledge he received it. Now, this is the Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, and the people who signed it, I know, substantial people. And Kelly goes, he won't even acknowledge he got it from him. What, they have to serve him with process or what? They have to send a certified mail and get a signature or what? What's going on here? They issued a statement. It says, Kelly has refused to engage in a civil dialogue on basic questions of democracy and election law. This is troubling at best and disqualifying at worst. These are people with substantial businesses. And they're issuing a bipartisan statement, quote, Dan Kelly's refusal to engage in a civil dialogue on basic questions of democracy and election law is troubling at best and disqualifying at worst. And they made the point, what they were really concerned about was that he has been paid by the Republican Party to get involved in the state, the fake electors business and all that. They would like to know, I'd like to know, is he still getting paid? Or does he have a promise or a wink or a handshake that if he loses this race, he'll get paid? They said, we don't want a partisan on the Supreme Court of either party, And that's extremely important. That message has got to get out. If Dan Kelly goes on, you will have a Republican partisan, a staffer, Republican staffer on the Supreme Court. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden wants Congress to get tough on executives of failed banks. He's proposing allowing the FDIC, for example, to claw back executive compensation. The parent company of Silicon Valley Bank has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Now comes the fight for the bank's assets. Bert Ely is a banking consultant.
The bank continues to exist, but under the control of the FDIC, as the FDIC liquidates the bank. And then separately, you have the bankruptcy proceeding for the holding company that owned the bank.
An arrest warrant for Russian President Putin and another Russian official, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell.
This international criminal court issue is just the start. in the process of accountability and holding Russia and its leader to account for the crimes and atrocities they are committing in Ukraine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Illinois is cashing in on Wisconsinites' need for weed. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation estimates the state made over $36 million in tax revenue last year from Wisconsinites traveling across the border to buy pot. Governor Evers is proposing fully legalizing marijuana in his state budget, but state Republicans say that's not going to happen. The name of Father John Coulinan, who served at St. Paul's Church in Mosinee and St. Mary's in Wausau, has been added to the list of credibly accused priests within the La Crosse Diocese. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting Coulinan has multiple substantiated allegations of abuse. He died in 1974. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call launched the investigation into clergy abuse in April of 2021 and since has generated about 250 reports from across the state. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are open. Donald Trump did something just now, issued a 3-minute video on Truth Social, which is his social media link, that surprised even me that he would go this far. Here's what he said. Quote, he said that America is a godless nation. America, the United States, is a godless nation and a bigger threat than Russia. He went on to say, quote, the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us. It's the entire globalist neocon establishment. They do more damage than Russia or China could ever do. He attacks our own country. Then he said that if he is elected president, he will, quote, review and reevaluate the mission of NATO and our presence in NATO. And then he went on to say, Ukraine is a vital concern for Europe, but not the United States. Here is my concern, and I have many of them, of course, about this guy. He is a traitor to the United States. He's not for the United States. He's for Russia. And why do I say that? You might look at it and say, Matt, you know, the guy's an American, so he can't be that bad. Well, I just read to you what he said, that the United States is a godless nation, bigger threat than Russia. These are his words. And the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia, it's ourselves. And we do more damage than Russia or China could ever do. And he throws in China. And he's going to review and reevaluate our presence in NATO and says Ukraine is a vital concern for Europe, but not the United States. This is more than isolationism. This is more than 1930s isolationism. This is a nation committing suicide if you put this guy in as president of the United States again. And what is the reason for it? Why is he doing this? And as I was thinking back, do you remember, and this was pointed out to me by someone, do you remember that Helsinki press conference he did when he was president and Putin was sitting next to him and a journalist said, the CIA and the FBI say that Putin hacked into and interfered with the 2016 election. What do you think? And he shrugs, turns to Putin. He says, well, Putin says he didn't do it. And why would he? And he trusted Putin. But if you look at the video, he's afraid of Putin. And Putin looks at him in a menacing way. Look at the video, in a menacing way. And I think it really has come down to this. The Russians, the Russian mafia, have lent hundreds of millions of dollars over the years to Trump, and he hasn't paid them back. They are a mafia. Nobody in Russia has hundreds of millions of dollars unless he's part of the Russian mafia, and Putin is the head of it. Over in Russia, people fall out of windows, quite a bit, almost 40 of them, except for the one that got strangled by a belt. The other one got garroted in a car. Two others got knifed to death along with their wives and daughters. People die in accidents. People are poisoned. If we elect Donald Trump as president, we're electing somebody who is afraid of Putin. He owes him a lot of money because he's afraid of being assassinated by Putin. You may say, well, he has security now. Yeah, he has security now. People that got killed in Russia had security too. He'd have more security as president, but his relatives don't have security, not like that, and his grandkids. And the Russian mafia are sadists, and they will kill. Trump, on his face, the fear he showed for Putin in Helsinki, look at it, constantly sucking up to Putin. I think he's afraid of assassination by the Russians because he owes them a lot of money and he can't pay it. He as much as said in this video that he will remove us from NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and abandon Europe. Now, Russia has as many or slightly more nuclear weapons than we do, but they're afraid of us because their weapons are rusty. They've stolen the technology. Their people are crooks. They fired off multi-missiles in a test from a submarine and they didn't go off because their equipment is defective, but they did it again in another submarine and it did work. The nuclear weapons available other than the United States to Europe are the UK and France. They don't have anything near like the Russian arsenal. And they have very, very reluctant governments to use anything or even defend themselves. Russia is afraid of the United States. Trump is afraid of Putin. He attacks the United States whenever he can. Trump does. Putin does. And on Ukraine, Trump would immediately stop any arms shipments to Ukraine, ensuring that Russia would go in, rape as many women as they want. They already have in the occupied territories. Kidnap more kids. Kill all of the intelligentsia, all of the politicians, all of the priests, especially the Roman Catholic priests, but even some priests who are Greek Orthodox as opposed to Russian Orthodox, and turn it into a slave state like Russia has become itself. Now you may say, all right, well, Trump is not going to be nominated. Oh, really? Because there's DeSantis. Oh, really? Well, DeSantis is running the dumbest campaign of anybody I've ever seen. All he has to do is differentiate himself on one or two issues from Trump. He can mouth off on and on about a lot of social issues. But all he has to do is saying, along with every Republican and Democratic president since the Second World War, Russia is evil. Russia is our enemy. And you can say it nicer than that. I'm on the radio. I'm not the guy that's the diplomat, but you can say it nicer than that. And under no circumstances will we do let them set foot in a NATO country. And we will rearm Europe as we have. We did it, frankly, after the Second World War, and we've just redone it again. He would not do that. But DeSantis isn't doing that either. DeSantis, when he was a member of Congress in the House of Representatives, said Russia is bad and we have to stand by Ukraine. He's flipped around. He's flipped around now and is saying it's not in our interest to help Ukraine. As another thing about DeSantis, you've got to keep in mind, the people, and it has a consequence, the people in the Republican Party are saying this, not me. This was reported in Peggy Noonan's article in the Wall Street Journal. She was Ronald Reagan's press secretary. And she said what they're saying is, some of them saying that DeSantis has one toe on the spectrum. And also his reputation in the Republican Party is this, quote, he would unplug your life support to charge his cell phone. I got news for you. A guy like that is not going to attract supporters. He's not going to attract volunteers who are real enthusiastic about the guy. He's a weirdo. And one of them described in an interview the other day, some of his staffers, I'm not a professional to examine him, but there's not atypical of people with a toe on the spectrum. He's sort of obsessed about food, eats ravenously without anybody paying any attention to anybody around him. And more importantly, he was on an airplane and he was served some pudding and he ate it with his fingers. The Republican Party is not going to nominate somebody who eats pudding with his fingers. Or, as the description went, attacks his food like a ravenous wolf and pays no attention to anybody around him, is dour and sullen and frowning, and he yells at reporters. One press conference they showed the other day, reporter asks him a question, and he shouts at her and yells at her. Never seen him smile, always frowning. So here you have a full-blown traitor to the United States, Trump, afraid of assassination by Putin, owing the Russian mafia hundreds of millions of dollars, saying he's going to pull us out of NATO. And the clown DeSantis goes along with the attacks on Ukraine, flips, does a 180, and he's a flat-out weirdo. And everybody goes, oh, my God, I don't really like either one of these guys. You say, okay, well, Joe Biden can beat either one of these guys. Yeah, I agree with that. But there's nothing certain in this world. Joe Biden will be our nominee. But what would happen if Kamala Harris is our nominee? Or J.B. Pritzker or Gavin Newsom? I want to say this again. It is important to everybody out there who's an independent or even a Republican. There's a couple of things we'll put up with, but one of them is not having a president who says that we're a problem, we're a godless nation, and worse than Russia and China, he's going to pull us out of NATO. We will not tolerate that. We're also not going to tolerate a weirdo who eats pudding with his fingers and has one toe on the spectrum. We're not putting up with that either. We're going to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
I'd be happy to have either one of those Florida fascists as the Republican nominee, because nobody from Florida is getting elected president in 2024. In fact, it appears God has spoken. There's a 5,000-mile blob of seaweed headed straight towards Florida's beaches, which apparently is going to destroy their entire beach season in 2023. It's already, feet of this stinking, algae that's, smells of sulfur. Basically, the entire state's going to smell like hell. It's already, ruled by demons. I guess that kind of makes sense for Florida to have the scent of hell on it. But this is, of course, the place where they constantly attack, my home state. Anytime it's a natural disaster of some kind in California, it's because, according to these evangelical preachers and televangelists and other charlatans.
Yeah, no, Jake, I appreciate you calling in. But we're talking about Ukraine right now. And I'm glad to hear you say that you don't mind either one of these guys being nominated. And yeah, theoretically, they're quite weak. I agree. But I think we've got to keep that message up because bad things happen by accident. And that's what I am most concerned about. And then we'll talk about the environmental stuff in another segment. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Todd or Billy, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt. I'm just thinking about, I get concerned when I hear people criticizing the Supreme Court in general. I think pretty highly of three of the justices on the Supreme Court and three justices who recently left the Supreme Court in the last several years. I heard a commentator, Ellie Honig, who I generally think has some good insight, say that, the Supreme Court has become, partisan and that the liberals are actually worse than the conservatives in terms of their partisanship. You do sometimes see Roberts and Kavanaugh going with the liberals, but he said you never see the liberals going with the conservatives on a close decision. But I don't buy that. I kind of feel like that's like saying, well, Democrats are more partisan than Republicans because, at least a few Republicans went along with impeaching Trump, whereas no Democrats have gone along with impeaching Biden or Obama. That's because there would be no reason to. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Todd or Billy. And there's a little time, very little before the break. I'll respond a little, and then after the break. When it comes to the Supreme Court, it's not true that some of the liberals didn't side with the conservatives. Most people don't know the full range of Supreme Court opinions, and several of them have done that. We got to go to a break right now. Everybody else, stay on the line. I'll get to you after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 13 tonight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 25. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 16. Clear skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 39. 46 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. I want to give one final response to Todd or Billy. Most cases that are bipartisan in some respect, and I'm talking about criminal and a lot of others, the kind of cases that we're all fixating on and appropriately are thinking, for instance, the repeal of Roe v. Wade, that kind of thing, that's the tip of the iceberg. So the liberal justices do frequently side with some of the conservative justices. Sometimes there's really an odd mix where you have a couple of liberals and a couple of conservatives on either side. Now, the second thing, though, that I think is a legitimate concern is we do need a Supreme Court. And if we tear the Supreme Court down totally, then people aren't going to respect even in the decisions they should be making in a lot of other areas. And I'm very conscious of that. But I've got to speak out about the six tarantulas simply because one of their cases was going to deprive us of the right to vote for president. Now it looks like they're backing off a little bit. I'm going to keep up the attack. It's important that you're going to know all these facts. Going to the lines, Sue of Racine, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Sue?
Calling about the three referendum questions on our upcoming ballot. All three of them are worded so strangely, and I can't decide if they're just trying to trick us or if they're, I don't know. I want your opinion on all three of them, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Well, Sue, here's the deal. There's 72 counties in the state, and there are two of them that are going to be on every ballot in the state because they're passed by the state legislature. And then the rest of them are what I call local ones that are put on by the local county boards or whatever, and they can be conservative or liberal depending on the county. So let's take the two that are statewide. One of them is about cash bail. And without getting into all the details of it, the reason I don't like it is twofold. One, it's the Republican Party in a gerrymandered legislature that passed it, and that always makes me suspicious. And secondly, It talks about cash bail, but it really doesn't go far enough. In the federal system, which is the one I like, if somebody is truly a danger, a terrorist, or, you know, he's going to kill his wife and no restraining order will stop him, they can keep him in jail without any bail at all. And in a peculiar case, that's essential. So I think it's an insufficient one, and I wouldn't vote for it. The other one that's statewide is a crazy one that said people on welfare should have to work. That is a typical mantra of the Republican Party. And there already is a work requirement or to sign up for it for a lot of public benefits, including unemployment comp. You've got to look for work. But what they're talking about here is things like food stamps and Medicaid. You have a single mom with two kids. And what, you're not going to give the kids any food because the mom can't work because she has no child care? Give me a break. So anything like that, I would vote against it because an illegitimate, gerrymandered Republican legislature passed it. Now, I don't know what your third one is, Sue, down in Racine. I know Dane County has a couple of others. I know Milwaukee has one, restoring Roe v. Wade. So what I would do, quite frankly, is talk to your alderman and just... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It is actually listed as number one here, conditions of release before conviction.
Yeah, and that would be the bail one, and that is a constitutional amendment. I personally am not going to vote for that. So, Sue, thanks a lot for calling in. Please do it in the future. I really appreciate your call. Joy of East Troy, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joy?
listening.
Joy of East Troy.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Joy.
Okay.
What's that?
So, I was on this app. It's called Nextdoor Neighborhood or something like that. Doesn't have seem to have many rules, and occasionally people go off the deep end. What's going around on there now, but and I'm sure I've seen this someplace else. I thought maybe on TV, where our Supreme Court candidate, Janet, last name I can't pronounce, has...
Janet Protasiewicz, yeah. She's yeah.
Right. Has allegedly beat up on a former husband, according to a former stepson. Have you read or heard anything like this?
No, I can't. You know, the Republican Party, there is no depth to its depravity. Why do I say that? Why do I say there's no depth to its depravity? Because it's against democracy, and they always do stuff. They come 2 weeks before the election. By the way, folks, the Supreme Court election is 2 weeks from Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. 2 weeks! And you can start voting in-person absentee then. You can obviously do mail absentee, or you can show up on election day, but be sure to vote. I've known Janet Protasiewicz since I was state party chairman. She was a member of the Young Democrats. And this goes back to 1981. She was very active in Jerry Klitschko's campaigns. Terrific person, hardworking, went to UWM and got a very, very, did a good degree, worked. And then she went to Marquette Law School, and she was a prosecutor for over 20 years. I think it was 26 years, actually, but it was well over 20. Prosecuted murders, prosecuted sexual assaults, gang violence, people who try to kill witnesses. She is very, very firm. And very, very fair. And she's been reelected a judge now. She's in her second term. Excellent judge. And her character is unblemished. I mean, if you take a look at Kelly and some of the things he did, he took almost $120,000, and we didn't learn about it right away. He announced for the Supreme Court, and $40,000 of it came in after he announced, And some of it came in December, and he will not ask. He will not answer my question. And more importantly, the question of a bipartisan business group, are you still getting money from him? And is there a wink or a promise that you're going to get money if you lose the race? I got to know that. The guy was their lawyer to help them gin up the fake elector scheme. He is a Republican staffer. He is a Republican operative. You might as well put the chairman of the Republican Party on the Supreme Court. What do you think that guy's going to do if a question comes up, should we certify the Democratic candidate? What if Biden runs against Trump again and wins again? They will not. He will vote not to certify Joe Biden. He will vote not to get rid of the unfair maps, the gerrymandered maps, and put in fair maps. He's already said it. He said, what's wrong with the maps? Yeah, what's wrong with that? He's also the clown that went around the state with Gableman, and they tried to gin up fraud, and they lied about it. Troy, thanks a lot for calling in. I hope you call in a lot in the future. We're coming to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great callers, as always. Everybody, have a good weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Matt Flynn Direct will be back on Monday, same time, same place.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
you've got questions about navigating the healthcare system, Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.